You call the president an Indonesian Muslim turned welfare thug and a racist in chief. I mean, yeah. Is that the kind of...
That's the way he's behaving.
But in Obama's America, the white kids now get beat up with the black kids cheering, yay, right on, right on, right on, right on.
If you are a religious person, you don't want someone telling your child that it's okay to be gay. It's as simple right. as that.
I'm gay and I don't molest any children. What do you think?
Well, I say you're lying.
Do right. you pray that, you pray that I'll die tonight?
If you're a homosexual, I hope you get brain cancer.
You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' families. It took me about a year.
I like turtles.
Well, tonight we're just going to talk about some stuff in the news, partly because we're making a shift in these group show things. Because from next week, well, actually, I guess technically starting this week, Archer and I are alternating the group shows on Thursday evenings, North American time. And so your first one is next week, isn't it, Archer?
That's correct, yes, and I invite everyone to join in.
Oh, I forgot to say.
God forbid we have two shows on the same night. Ooh.
We had a discussion, Daniel.
Yes. I had considered just stopping group shows altogether. So
and I said no.
Yeah, and Archer didn't want to do every week.
No.
No. So this is, I should say for, because I haven't yet, joining us in this discussion are Wesley Stone of the Live It Up podcast. Hello, Wes.
Hello, and thank you.
And Larkin Young, the notorious podcast listener. Hello, Larkin.
He's asleep.
Oh, I was pulling. I thought this was the Archer gangbang. I had mute on. I'm sorry.
And Daniel Brewer of the soon-to-be Wowcohol podcast.
Good evening. And before we go any further, I would like to know if everything Wes Stone says is, if he swears that it is correct.
I don't see a box to check, so I'm not checking it. There will be a box at the end of this podcast.
Exactly. I'll put it in the show notes. And, of course, not last but not least on my list is Archer. Hello, Archer.
Well, hello, Arthur. How are you?
I'm doing splendidly, especially now that
I'm
we're
sorry,
talking
about I'm sorry, does
Archer
have a podcast? Because you didn't mention that.
Yes, archer.com.
Oh.
Yes. Although I noticed that on, and thank you, by the way, for filling in on the live chat last week, although I did notice that you introduced as Archer Radio.
I know. I don't know why I did that.
To CRS.
Plus, some of the stuff that I'm signed in on, like under Skype, I'm Archer Radio. You know, and some things are still Archer Radio that I could not change, so screw it.
It's not like it matters that much, really.
No, it doesn't.
So as I was saying, Archer and I are alternating Thursday nights. I'm obviously doing this week, and Archer will be next week, and I'll be back the week after that, and then Archer the week after that, and so on. And as I said in my recorded podcast, I'm making changes to the way the live ones are going to be done. But we don't have to worry about any of that today. So I thought that tonight we would just talk about some things in the news. And one of the things that first caught my attention today, and apparently Daniel's later, was the case of Constance McMillan, whose high school canceled their prom rather than allow her to go with her female date. Did you all see that, first of all?
I did, and I noticed that Daniel was not paying attention today.
You know, I was busy.
There's nothing wrong with being busy. Well, I have read they did that because the ACLU was threatening to sue because it violated her constitutional rights. So they canceled it, and they're hoping that people in town, probably a church, would take it up,
yeah.
And then they could legally bar her from attending.
Well, isn't that just the biggest bullshit line ever? We're hoping, wink, that some private citizens, wink, will throw an event.
Church social? Is that what they're winking at?
No, I'm just saying they already have people that have said, well, you know what? We'll just do it ourselves.
As long as the school isn't paying for it, they can do that.
Yeah. But the thing is that now the ACLU is suing the school anyway for having canceled the prom. Because they're saying that it's a clearly retaliation against the girl, which it, I mean, pretty obviously is. But I saw one of the stories in the news when she went
back
to school.
It's not a retaliation against her. It's her lifestyle.
Exactly.
We love the sinner. We just hate
the sinner. Because you know it's a choice.
Yes.
She's choosing to live that way.
Well, the it's all going to be spun by the right, as we know, about how the you know, the fascist homos, the homo fascists and the fascist ACLU is picking on those poor Christians. And but it is interesting that I think that what's sort of lost in that whole point is that the school district would rather cancel an event out of spite rather than, if they really believe that they've got the legal right to do that, why don't they defend it? And they're not willing to do that.
Plus, when has it really become acceptable to throw a shadow prom, if you will, with your own rules? And I mean, wouldn't the school, all right, if, like, let's say I live here in Columbia, South Carolina, let's say that I decided because I'm gay and clearly a pedophile that I want to throw a shadow prom and you know, make it clothing optional and serve alcohol. Now, I mean, the point is that the school district would come down on me, now barring the serving alcohol, because, you know, they're underage. But the point is that the school district would come down on me if I started advertising a prom, you know, that conflicts with your own. In other words, hey, Westchester High School students, come to the, you know, air quote prom at this place where we'll have, you know, live music and an outdoor smoking area and, you know, no chaperones.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to name a bunch of things that aren't necessarily illegal. It's like, to me, it's like the school board would be all over that, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
Why would they? Why?
Why would they? Because I'm targeting at, you know, I'm trying to pass myself off as some kind of official event for something that I have no rights to be official with. I mean,
get up in your face.
Right. If I rented the theater next to the Kodak Theater and decided to have my own Academy Awards and
no one would show up. But
right. No one would show up, but I don't see where they would have the grounds to.
Well, I think, all right, well, then let me take it a step further. Let's say I'm going to do my shadow prom and that I'm just advertising it on the radio and billboards, you know, like I'm putting up flyers around town and whatnot. That's one thing, right? Because I'm not doing anything on school property. Are they going to be advertising this shadow prom on school property? Will there be flyers at school? Will they be handing out literature for this private prom function at school?
I bet they will.
And that's what,
doesn't that cross some kind of line that they shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking here.
Yeah.
I would be pissed off at that, too. Then there's another lawsuit for the ACLU, or at least to add to their lawsuit.
Right. I'd like to, just like to take this moment. Any young kids in the Columbia, South Carolina area, I will be having a special prom in my house.
Oh, gross. Pedophile alert.
Yes, well.
That's right. I do, let Brother Snatus pointed out in the chat room, I do live at the mall. That's so right. It's a natural place to have.
That's where young people all congregate anyway.
It's all natural acts.
But whenever I read a story like this, one of the things that always pops in my head is I can't imagine having done anything like that when I was in high school. I mean, the first stories of kids trying to take their same-sex partners to the prom or school dance or whatever started a few years before I graduated, but not much. And
oh my God, not anywhere near my high school. That would never happen.
Well, I don't know that it's happened anywhere near mine either. But well, yeah, if you count Wisconsin as being close, because I think it's happened there.
But okay, I can't remember in my prom if that happened or not. But who's keeping track of who's going to prom with who? Because you can go by yourself, and nobody cares.
Well,
but how do they know that? How do they know that?
Sorry, Wes. I was just going to say, that's actually, you're absolutely right, and that was the case in this high school. What happened is that the school had a policy of only opposite-sex couples could attend the prom. And so this girl said that she wanted to go with her female date. She went ahead of time to the administration, I suppose, and said that. And they said, no, you can't. You can both go alone. But if you spend too much time together and make people uncomfortable, you're going to be asked to leave.
I'm uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Were they going to have Were they going to have sex on the stage?
Well, you would think so by the way the administration acted.
Okay. Now, I don't know, Archer, you're a teacher, but you probably don't see many of the proms that are still going on. But I have friends that are high school teachers, and they do chaperone these proms. And you would be surprised at some of the stuff that goes on the dance floor that is borderline sex.
Yeah, see, I don't see any of that. I'm in elementary school.
Yeah, there is groping, you know, underneath clothes and stuff that is going on. It is pretty hardcore.
And so when have you been? When have you been? Why are you at these events?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Who, me?
Yeah, why are you there?
No, I said I have friends who are teachers and they chaperone their proms.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Hello.
Do you swear that what you just said is accurate and true?
I don't touch box, Daniel. In any form.
Yeah, but how much of that are, you know, I know that there's been big things about the suggestive dancing, right? We've seen, you know, every year we get our big flood of prom news stories, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like last year, the big thing was the, what do they call the dancing last year? You know, the booty dancing or whatever, where they're doing lots of, you know, grinding and,
like, yeah, bumping and grinding. I don't know what it's called, but I know.
Yeah, and it's like, whatever. But I just, it's sex. I'm not against sex, so I don't really have a problem with any of it.
No, but the Christian right does, and that's where a lot of this is coming from.
Well, and remember, this is taking place in Mississippi.
Yeah, right near the Alabama border, so we're not talking
about... But they don't have sex in Mississippi because...
No, I'm talking about the Christian right controlling the morality in the southern states, you know, that kind of crap. And they determine that that's not moral.
I don't know. You know, I want to coin a phrase. Can I coin a phrase?
Go ahead.
I'm starting to feel like we live in anecdotal world. Like the right wing only lives in anecdotal world, and they're trying to drag us into it.
Well, that's actually probably not untrue.
I would say that is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I just look at the bills that were passed this week in Virginia's General Assembly, I would totally agree with that.
Wow, it's like, you know, gay being a choice, right? I'm sure I can come up with some anecdote of someone who's gone through some, you know, rehab server, you know, system or whatever, who for a moment is no longer, you know, openly gay, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The point is that, you know, I can take some bisexual person and convince them that sleeping with guys is a wrong thing or whatever, and because I can now anecdotally say that someone has successfully completed this program, well, then clear. Ergo, everyone can do this, and it's just...
Well, they can.
Sick of the anecdotes.
Well, coincidentally, that actually leads into another thing I wanted to talk about. I tweeted this yesterday, but it was... I got it from Joe My God, who actually posted it today, about how one of the Christianist websites had posted a poll on their news site. And the question says, do you believe that individuals through a relationship with Jesus Christ can overcome unwanted same-sex attractions?
And now, why are you putting a Southern spin on that?
Because they're always Southern preachers.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, seriously. And when the poll started, it was overwhelmingly yes, of course, because it's a Christianist news site. And Joe My God started urging people to freep the poll, and the call was answered, it ended up that over 90% said no, that it can't happen.
I freeped it.
Well, I did too.
I would have answered yes to it, depending on how hot Jesus was.
Oh, no.
Okay, Elton.
I voted on it, and I voted no.
I'm just saying, you know, I have had my share of same-sex encounters, and then I met my, you know, sweet and wonderful and hot husband, and then I haven't had other ones. So, you know, if Jesus was really hot, then,
last summer at band camp at Lazy Bear, there was a guy there whose name was Chris, and he looked an awful lot like Jesus Christ.
Because you know,
He looks a lot like the renditions of Jesus Christ that we get out of anecdotal world, which it was the blue-eyed. Here's this Jew from the Middle East who has blue-eyed blonde hair and light skin.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that poll, well, first of all, that it pushes the myth that there is such a thing as ex-gays, which is offensive on its own. But what I found interesting about it, and Joe made this point in his blog post about it, that if the results had been the other way around, you know, 90% said that it could be, that they would have been touting that as if the poll was legitimate.
Yes.
And they do this all the time. They run these online polls, which are worthless, and tout them as if they're real polls. And that gets back to that anecdotal world where they come up with these things that are that conveniently back what they want them to say, and then they use them as if they're real. And in this case...
Well, yeah, I mean... Look at Glenn Beck the other day with that train wreck of an interview.
Oh my God, that was hilarious!
Now, as someone who regularly follows the right wing blogs, no one has said a word about it. It's like there's a lot of pre chatter. You know, oh, he's going to be on tonight, and he's going to say a lot of stuff. And then no one said anything like, "Jesus Christ, that was the biggest, stupidest train wreck I've ever seen in my life." I mean. I think that is the fundamental difference between the extreme right and extreme left, because on the extreme left, because we don't agree on anything, there would be our share of people, oh, can you, that just shows that, you know, Rachel Maddow is clearly evil or whatever.
Hey, Arthur,
yes?
Today's poll on that website, One News Now, is about the girl in Mississippi.
Is it?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Go right ahead.
It says, but listen to the choices you have. What's your reaction to a school district's cancellation of its prom following a lesbian's request to attend and bring her girlfriend? 1, the district should be commended for sticking to its morality-based policy. 2, the community should rally behind the district and host a private event. Or 3, the ACLU should know better than to flex its muscle in the Bible Belt.
So they clearly learned from their experience yesterday.
Right, there are no differing opinions. No. How ridiculous.
It's like, yes or no, is President Obama Satan?
No, well, let's give him a little bit of credit for being, you know, which of the following do you agree with? A, President Obama is Satan.
Yeah.
B, President Obama is Beelzebub. Or C, President Obama is the Prince of Darkness.
Or D, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
It's ridiculous that they actually count that as, you know.
Well, now they'll have a poll that they can talk about.
Exactly.
Well, of our poll, 90% of people agreed that, you know, that the ACLU had no business in the Bible Belt or whatever.
Well, it's sad that they think that it's a scientific poll.
Well,
but they don't believe in science, so...
Yeah,
that's true.
You can't have a scientific poll.
It's a creationist poll.
Yeah, true. Well, as Benjamin Disraeli said, there are lies, damnable lies, and statistics. And the problem is that they will use their statistics to spread damnable lies.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're going to start throwing out quotes now. Well, as Alfred E. Wiggum once said, a conservative is a man who believes that nothing should be done for the first time.
And as Daniel J. Brewer likes to say, if you want to keep getting what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing.
As I have mentioned numerous times on my own show, that was a quote from my very first psychology teacher who I live by the quote.
My Weight Watchers teacher also gives that quote.
What if you
damn, that means I'm going to have to change.
What, Archer's going to start using PCs?
No.
I love it.
No
and
way.
He's going to start going to church.
Listen, I am going to pre-order my iPad tomorrow morning.
Somebody told me to wait, and if you're going to order anything from Apple, wait until after next Friday. Because they said there's some announcement coming.
Actually, the big announcement that's coming out is the iPhone 4.0 OS.
No, it's the Mac Pros coming out on Tuesday with the hex core i7 chips. Something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Sadly, it's the forged i7 chips from Newegg or wherever. The place was online.
Forged.
I would have to go look it up. There was a bunch of bogus i7 chips going out really cheap, and one of the major online resellers basically had to cop to the fact that they were not real i7 chips.
Oh, okay.
So, Wes, did this person think that they were going to change the iPad at the last minute and add a camera?
What a stupid idea. I'm sorry.
I don't think that was the case. I think the context was MacBook Pros, so I'm sorry that it was not about iPads. But
not MacBook Pros, Mac Pros. It's not the laptops, it's the towers. Yeah.
They're going to put a camera in the back of the iPod for our video conferencing.
Can we talk about the iPad for a moment, though?
It's perfect.
No, let's not. Don't ruin it for me, Daniel.
No. I just would like to remind, because I have read so many stupid articles over the past month about, the 10 things that the iPad must have if it's going to be successful, or the 10 reasons not to buy an iPad. And almost every single one of them includes the fact that it doesn't do Flash and it doesn't do multitasking. And to me, this is kind of like when the iMac came out and it didn't have a floppy drive in it. Remember, it didn't have the 3.5-inch drive. Yeah. It had all these people just screaming like banshee. If it does not have a 3.5-inch floppy drive on it, then it is practically useless. I will never use a computer without a 3.5-inch floppy drive in it because I carry my work documents on them. And it's, I mean, to me, Flash is the exact same thing. It's like if you've taken just even a brief look at the HTML5 specs, it's like Flash is dead. Flash is going to go away. And why should we have like a graphic program in control of one company, i.e. Adobe?
Yeah.
That charges people to write standards. It's not an open standard. It's not something that people can write for without paying for their own development kit. Like if I wanted to write something in Flash, I would have to spend $600 for the development kit to do it, which is the HTML5 stuff is all open source and all open standards. And I honestly think we're at the same point with the Flash is the 3.5-inch floppy of 2010. Well, you can quote me on that. Retweet that right now, everyone.
Next will be the CD. That'll be gone too, because you'll just do everything on a flash drive.
Right. But the camera on the iPad, I just think that's ridiculous. Why would you want a camera on the iPad? I mean, that would imply that you're going to carry this iPad around with you out, and then you're going to be taking photos or whatever with it.
Where would they
put it? I'm not sure. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where would they put it?
Presumably on the back, like on an iPhone, right? Like.
But then what we're... Then you couldn't, I mean, it's only good for chat roulette, then.
Well, I mean, you're talking about doing streaming video, which is a horse of an entirely different color. But, I mean, the point is, if you were to put it on the front, if you were to try to make it into some video conferencing thing, you're going to be basically streaming out video of your nose.
Yeah, like you said before, you'd have to hold it straight out in front of you. Your arms will get tired.
Very bad. I think, really, honestly, if we're going to do some kind of camera for video streaming on the iPad, it's going to be an accessory. It's going to be something that's either Bluetooth or whatnot that you can move, and it's not tied to the actual device.
I don't really care that it doesn't have a camera. It's got anything else I want.
To me, it's like I can very well imagine, taking it to the couch, and while I'm watching the Oscars or while I'm watching some other big event like Lost or whatnot that I do, tweeting with while I'm watching, to have Twitter running there and be able to actually,
So it's just a big remote control for your TV.
Destroying everything for us people.
Or I can stand there on the, I could sit there on the couch and I can surf the web or whatever. I mean, that to me is more of, it's a lot lighter than a laptop. I mean, yes, I could take my laptop in there, and I have before, but it's just unwieldy to have this laptop laying around if all I wanted to do was just go look at a website or check my email or...
Does your laptop get hot where the battery is?
Yes, it does, Arthur, just like Archer, just like everyone else's.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a special laptop.
Well, that's the reason I don't like putting my laptop on my lap, because it's too freaking hot.
No, I think there's a much bigger... I think the iPad is going to sell better than people think. And I think all these things are ridiculous, this whole 10 reasons for not having... all 10 reasons are just bullshit, so...
Well, very often when something new like that comes out, especially if it's from Apple, people go into overdrive to try to come up with reasons to dismiss it or just diss it.
Right.
Yeah, and then the multitasking thing too. I could make many arguments on why multitasking is not necessary. It just adds to the instability of stuff. You look at the Android, the Google Android, which does allow multitasking. Now you have a case where your cell phone can crash because of stuff, and you're running a whole bunch of programs at once. So now you can't use it as a cell phone. And I think that it's a very wise thing to lock down multitasking on something that you're relying as a primary device for some other reason.
And it's not a laptop after all.
I have a question. How did we get on this dumb subject?
Oh, I see, some dumb subject.
Because I said I was going to pre-order my iPad tomorrow.
Because I said I had to change,
and then Wes said, or somebody said, am I going to change to a PC? And then I got onto the iPad.
Yes. But
there was a logical progression.
This is the subject. Move the show along.
Well,
I was going to ask Arthur if health insurance or health care was going to be one of your topics.
It can be.
I only ask because Virginia this week passed a bill to bar the insurance mandate from the federal government. It would say that the measure prohibits requiring individuals to purchase insurance. And I was thinking to myself, isn't that like useless? Because if it's a federal law, then how can Virginia's little state law override a federal law?
Well, funny you should ask that. Because wasn't it Oklahoma that just decided that it will exempt itself from the Matthew Shepard Act? And
yes.
If the police there decide that a case is not a hate crime, they'll destroy the evidence or lock it away, and they won't turn it over to the feds. And this is all part of this thing, a movement on the far right that's called the Tenthers, which refers to the Tenth Amendment. And it doesn't mean what the right wing thinks it means, the amendment, I mean. And what they're basically saying is that they've got the right to do whatever they want. And if they don't want to go along with what the federal government says or does, they don't have to, unless it's enumerated in the Constitution.
Well, they use the 10th Amendment for states' rights to justify that.
Yeah, and they've also used it. They also used it to justify slavery, too, among other things. So, I mean, I don't see how they can possibly get away with it. Either your state or Oklahoma or any of the others, if somebody challenges it and it makes it to the Supreme Court. Because even the conservative majority in the Supreme Court, most of them are pretty strict constructionists. And I can't imagine them allowing a state to get away with saying that the federal constitution takes back seat to all the states. Perhaps Daniel has a thought on that.
No, fine. No, I'm being blamed for everything in the live studio audience right now.
So. Oh, my God. I'm not even paying attention to that. What are they saying?
The segue of topics that we've had.
I categorize the tenthers much like I categorize the rest of the errs, the birthers, the deathers. They're insane. They live in anecdotal world.
My state is a tenther state.
I feel like there should be like a little children's show, you know, anecdotal world.
I have to start working on that.
They have a whole channel. What are you talking about?
That's true. It's called Fox News.
Move the show forward.
That guy really creeps me out.
Yes, he does. But really, it's anti-Vera, so that means anti-Vera creeps us out.
Oh, no, I'm conflicted now.
Breaking Wes. News.
Are you Wes, talking about The Simpsons?
Tijuana.
No, Wes, about Better Judgment.
What's that?
Archer wanted to know who we were talking about.
Oh, yes, Better Judgment.
Wes, you're down by Tijuana. How close to the border?
Yes, and I want to say that if my Toyota Corolla goes missing from my penthouse, I'm going to be fingering conscience, public enemy number one.
My God. I was going to say, you do realize that the phrase, I'm going to be fingering conscience, will be on the beginning of the BFO any day.
Finger blast!
Does that mean you're going to finger Auntie Vera too?
Finger! Yes, I'm going to give them both the finger.
I must be missing something. What's this Better Judgment? Wait, I know what it is. It's on Auntie Vera's show, isn't it?
You don't listen anymore.
I don't listen to her show. Which is so sad.
Arthur, can I ask you if one of the topics is going to be California State Senator Roy Ashburn?
It can be.
Oh, okay. Well, have you heard about this turd?
Yes. He's the one who was arrested outside of a gay bar with a male, isn't he?
Yeah. Right. So now why? Yeah, and he's come out that he's gay, and people are wondering, well, why have you been voting on, you know, why are you anti-gay on certain legislation? And his opinion is that, well, it's because I thought that that's what my constituents would want.
Yeah.
Rather than doing what is the right thing, you know, for all people, he wants to side with just one group of constituents.
But aren't all politicians guilty of that?
Not that necessarily. Not out?
I would say 90%. Well, no, I'm just going to say most politicians really don't do what's best for their because we wouldn't be in this big fuck of a mess we are.
Well, Larkin, you're in California. Did he consult you? Is that what you wanted?
Well, he's for Bakersfield or something like that, so which is the armpit of or the anus, maybe.
Ooh. Smelly.
I just want to know who was this unidentified male that he was in the car with, because if you think about it, there was a police report filed. So at some point, you know, this other male's name must have come out, and yet nothing. It's like, was this that would lead me to believe that this unidentified male is also someone of note.
The only thing I remember reading about it was that he was a young Hispanic man.
Oh, in that case, he's probably an illegal immigrant.
If you guys would have told me this was going to happen, I could have gone out and done research that night before he got arrested.
Well, would have told you that he was going to get arrested for DUI after leaving Faces?
And I could have gone to Faces beforehand and took pictures, and I would be very wealthy right now.
Didn't you mention on the last...
I would have got tens of dollars for pictures.
Didn't you mention on the last group show that it's actually called Feces by the locals?
That's one of our jokes here is called Feces, yes.
I thought we had talked about this before. I'm thinking to myself, am I going crazy? Did we talk about this before?
Oh, well, see, Wes wanted to talk about it, and much like you don't listen to Antivera, Wes doesn't listen to your show.
No, that is not true. I listen, but I just heard on the radio, I think it was today, that his reason for doing this was because he thought his constituents would want it that way, and it just really outraged me.
What's even worse, now he says he's going to continue voting that way because that's what they want. But on the other hand, we can all be grateful that the radical Christians have come riding to our rescue. They've said that now that he's gay, no matter how he votes, he's unacceptable and must be removed from office.
Well,
yeah, I was going to say, he's going to continue to vote until the next election when they vote him out.
So what got me thinking is that I'm not an advocate of outing people, even if they're a public figure, but if this is the type of bigotry that we're going to have to fight, then I do believe, now I'm changing my opinion, that when it comes to a politician, I do believe that it can be appropriate to out a politician. You know, I don't think it's appropriate to do it to a celebrity like a movie star or something like that, but if you're going to be a politician who's voting based on this, even though you are also gay, then I think it is appropriate to out them.
Yeah.
Actually, my view of outing someone is that I am typically not in favor of it. However, that changes proportionate to the level of hypocrisy.
Yes, I would agree with that too. And the level how much they're in the public and they're doing things for other people.
All right, it's a known secret, right, that Anderson Cooper is gay. He's lived with his husband for the past 10 years, whatever, and they go to all the gay parties, yada, yada, yada. Is that really, though, important? I mean, Anderson Cooper is not exactly he's a very public figure, yet it has really nothing to do with anything that he's doing. He's not there
If he's in a position to affect the, you know, gay people's lives in a negative way and he's doing it, then...
But that's just it. He's not. He is in a position to affect gay people's lives in a negative way, right? He is the editor of his news program, so he could just, you know, choose to take all the gay marriage stories and only show one side of them and present it in a much more, you know, a much less balanced way. But he's
then
not doing
that. At Fox.
Right. He's not doing that. If he was doing that, then I would be all for outing him, right? But the point is that he's not doing that, and that's not... So that's not something that I really care about. In this case, you have a California senator who, you know, voted against the Gay Marriage Act and made several statements against that. And actually, if you look at his record, has always voted against gay rights in any form. Who himself is gay. And so, I believe that blatant hypocrisy warrants outing.
Right. So now we have to fight, you know, the outwardly bigoted people and also the self-loathing gays. So,
I mean, I would think, not always, but don't you always, when someone's so vehement against gays, I mean...
Right, you always say they're usually gay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
not,
why I think. That's why I think my state government will be all be gay because they're both so much against the gays. They've got they have.
Well,
to
you
be
know
gay.
What? But though, I mean, that's again, you're treading into anecdotal world there, right? I mean, yeah, we could say that many people who have huge problems with gays are themselves repressed homosexuals. We could say that. However, to paint that broad brush and say that most or you know is stretching it a bit, right? I mean, look at
I know. I just based on their hair.
Yeah, what's his name?
You see
look
that
at
hair?
Stupak, right? Stupak is against abortion, but does that mean he secretly wants to have an abortion? I mean, he's just crazy. So.
No, I was just going to say tell Wes that he needs to see the movie Outrage. It's about outing closeted politicians.
Oh, who is it by?
The guy who does Blog Active, I think it is. I can't think of his name, but it was out. Last spring, I think, and then it appeared on HBO, I think.
Tonight's Emirates podcast is brought to you by Outrage, the exciting new movie by that guy that does a blog.
And by Chevy Red.
I can't think of his name.
All right.
But the movie is called Outrage, and you can find it.
Okay.
Can you goggle it for us?
I can IMDb it.
You could.
Indeed.
I guess I could have done that, too.
The thing that Daniel was talking about the people who are anti-gay being secretly gay themselves or fighting the feelings and so on, that was actually brought up in ABC World News last night. There's the thing that ended up on Nightline about Uganda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten the reporter's name. It's one of their rotating anchors. But anyway, he asked that Sempa fellow, he basically said, you know, most of the people who do this are... have issues themselves. Have you ever had gay sex? I couldn't believe he asked him.
Oh, in answer to the question about Outrage, the director and writer of the movie is named Kirby Dick.
This is true. I'm there, too.
Oh, Kirby what's Dick. What's Steven talking about in the chat room where he says Mike Rogers? It's Mike Rogers.
Well, I don't know.
See? That's why I shouldn't pay attention to the chat room.
There's Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers is the blogger who was outing people.
Ah, there we go. There we go. Well, didn't Michelangelo Signorelli basically, you know, carve out his 15 minutes of fame by that?
That's how he started. Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that his shtick?
Yeah. And man, was there a lot of heat in the GLBT community about that at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and now look. Now look at how far we've come.
Yeah, we're now everybody keeps the secret.
Now, what about that guy, Massa, how you say his name?
Oh,
I think it's
yes.
The crazy guy.
Train wreck man, yes.
Yeah. Now, is he gay? Has he come out as gay?
Do we care?
No, I'm just curious because he's groping men and jumping on other men at his 50th birthday party. I mean, all this craziness, and then he says he's not gay, right?
Yeah, no, actually, he didn't. That was the interesting thing, and that's the only reason this is really even a story, is Larry King asked him outright if he was gay, and he tapped
the
answer on the question.
He checked the box.
He did not check the box. He tapped dance around it. I mean, he was very evasive, and he's just crazy. I actually watched that whole hour of Glenn Beck the other day, and Glenn Beck, you know, it was a train wreck of a show. I mean, there's a guy that's saying that.
And at the end, Glenn Beck said, American people, I have wasted your time.
Well, he does that daily.
He wasted every day.
He just admitted at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's... Massa, I forget now. It's not on my list right here.
Ooh.
What is Nessa?
I was looking at what Nessa was saying in the chat room.
She's calling me out in the chat room, but I wasn't following what it was saying before. Why is she calling me out?
Tara in Michigan was saying, guess what I'm going to listen to next, to Nessa. And Nessa replied, live it up. Oh, wait, Wes would have to do a show first.
Ooh.
Snap. Wow.
How much did you pay those ladies to switch the topic to you?
And Wes, do you have any more requests for a show?
I do have several requests. I just haven't had time to do it.
Oh, it's time. I see.
Yes, I'm not being lazy. I just have been doing other things. I was on an episode of the Little Fatty Cast last Friday night.
Yes, you were.
I haven't heard that yet because it hasn't been posted.
I believe it was not recorded.
It was recorded, but it was not posted because Mr. Vader did not want to post it. So, because he didn't have anything to do. I have the recording.
Post it for those of us who can't listen live.
Okay, now we're gone meta here, but I just want to say that the gentleman that we were talking about was Eric Massa. And I should have remembered that because Rush Limbaugh actually, in referring to New York Governor David Patterson, would have to select a replacement for Eric Massa, said, well, that would mean that Patterson gets to be the Massa.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Somebody thinks it's a good idea to spend the entire time talking about Danielle Beaver.
Yes, Donna Sugars. Donna Sugars, and I pay her well to say that. She gets paid $5 every time.
But what is there to talk about Danielle?
Just generally how great I am.
Keep doing what you're doing if you want to keep getting what you're getting.
So true.
How well respected and beloved I am. Hey, did you hear that there's a new host of Pride 48 this year?
The no, event. Who is it?
The event, not the website. But
what do you mean? We're all hosts of our own show.
No, I'm just saying, all right, like last year's Pride 48 event, it was hosted by myself and Adam from from the show. Well, much like the Oscars, see, we have a new host this year. So we have a new host this year for Pride 48. So I will not be hosting it. I will not be doing the kickoff show and the ending show, and that will all be, all of those duties will be handed off to someone else.
Oh. Well, I can think of only two people in this room that know the answer to this question.
I actually know the answer too, so that makes three.
Oh, well.
I could guess.
I'm not trying to keep it a secret. I mean, I just, you know, it's Arthur.
And you know, when we talked about this, there was no mention of hosting the pre-show and the after show.
I know, wasn't that cool?
You slipped that one in.
Had I talked to that up front, you probably wouldn't have said yes.
You got to read that small print, Arthur.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't in my copy of the contract.
Did you check the box? Did you check the box?
He's not doing it. He didn't check the box.
Ooh, and a minor correction, Guru Nudie. My birthday is March 28th, not the 27th.
Oh, my goodness. Arthur, consider this my official request to be part of Pride 48 weekend.
Or perhaps you could email him at arthur@pride48.com.
I'm just going to sit back and wait to be asked, and then when people don't ask, I'm just
going to... Yeah, you can bitch about it.
Right. Yeah, you can make many angry podcasts about it.
I know, that's what I'm planning on doing this year.
I think we should decide, like, the lineup of who gets which hours by how many podcasts you've done.
Well, you've quit, so that's going to be true.
Not true, I just posted last night.
In the 4 a.m. time slot.
Well, actually, since on the subject of the Pride 48 marathon, Daniel and I had said, and I presume that this is true, we haven't discussed with anybody else, as far as I know, but...
Breaking news!
And I don't have that sound effect loaded, so deal with it. the Pride 48 marathon this year is the same weekend that it was last year. In other words, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. That is correct, Daniel?
Yes, it is. Here, I have it for you, though.
Oh, so we don't have to redo the art.
This just in from the Pride 48 newsroom. Whatever he said.
We like to reuse the artwork. No need to
actually,
update
it. There will be new artwork.
Yes.
Because we have a new host. It's like an Oscar. All new Bruce Valanche is coming back to write the lines.
I hate Bruce Valanche.
Well, he's just going to write them. I'm going to deliver them. And wait till you see my musical number. It'll be a killer.
I've seen Bruce Valanche in person, and he is one ugly man.
That's right. So what was the breaking news, Arthur?
No, that was it. I just wanted to confirm that was the date.
Yeah, well, actually, is it the exact same dates?
No.
Or is it one day off?
Yeah, it's one day off. Yeah. But I just meant that same weekend.
It is the same.
And I believe that's Pride in D.C.
It's Pride in a lot of... No, I think D.C. is the week before, isn't it?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't pay attention to it.
Pretty sure it is.
Well, I do also know that there is a new chat client that will be installed here soon.
I can't wait.
So.
Yes, the work is in process. Progress or
chat,
whatever.
Chat Beaver will be going away. Bye-bye, Chat Beaver.
Bye-bye, Chat
Beaver. But the cool part about it is now we can chat on the iPhone.
Will this new chat be something that you can download like a program like this Chat Beaver?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
It will be accessible through the web, through the iPhone, through, I'm pretty sure, also BlackBerry and Android.
iPad?
Anything that is IRC, that has an IRC client, which, yes, the iPad has an IRC client, just like the iPhone. So, yes.
Very good.
So, yeah, it will be great. It'll be fabulous.
Arthur, do you have a lot of... Do you have a lot of people already signed up?
No, I haven't sent out the email yet.
Well, you said it on your podcast the other day.
Yes, I did. But the only thing that's resulted from that are some entries in my competition.
Oh, my God, I totally forgot to write that stuff down.
Because he doesn't listen to your show.
Yes, I do. Then how would I have heard that he announced it on his show?
Exactly.
Yeah, good point. Show notes.
I've got the first three
show notes.
Yeah. We slave over them for nothing.
I've got the first three questions, March 28th, 2007, February 6th, 1840, and January 21st,
1944. And 42.
I'd have to look it up.
Well, 42 is the answer to life and everything.
I have to go back and get the other questions from the last show.
He's going to be... So let me just get this straight, because I just wanted to get this recorded and on the record. You are going to re-listen to Arthur's show... But you don't listen to Eddie Vera.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, good. All right, good. I'm not judging. I just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to clarify.
Move along.
Where's your clarification?
Move the show forward.
Well, I just wanted to share one last story that has nothing to do with anything. I just thought it was funny. And you may or may not have seen it. Your timing's a bit off there, Daniel. A union representing Dutch nurses will launch a national campaign Friday against demands for sexual services from patients who claim it should be their part of their standard care. And of course, what I want to know is, does the healthcare reform bill require sexual services of nurses in America?
Only if you're a senator.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's required. I think it's optional, really.
Which part is optional, the sex or the payment?
Both. I know that a majority of the nursing staff in the United States are female, so I would not care to participate.
Yes.
I mean, unless like that gay marriage thing where they're going to force everyone to marry a gay. I mean, you know, if you're going to be forced to have sex with your nurse, then...
Then you better check
Costa
that
Rica,
box.
Just like Rush Limbaugh.
As Guru Nudie says, it would be the pubic option.
Yes, I like it.
That's right. I believe there are 40 senators signed on to that.
All of them Republican.
They're going to try to push the pubic option through reconciliation.
Get the spreaders.
they're not called spreader, but there's a name for them.
I know. I can't think of the name.
Speculum or...
Something like that, yeah.
Something.
I don't think I want to know.
We don't really need to know.
No.
We don't need to know.
But on that happy note.
Yeah, I
thought. Oh, is that all you have? Yeah. Is that all you have? That's it?
Unless anybody wants to add.
It's almost been an hour.
Yeah. It has not. He didn't start this train wreck until...
2:09.
Until 10 after 8.
Well, I have something.
Thank you.
Arthur, have you heard of Lisa Tinkled Pink?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, don't tell them, Larkin. Wait until after the contest. I'm just getting more people.
Steven put a link in the chat room for a speculum.
The official researcher of Pride 48, Steven in Wisconsin.
My.
All right, go ahead and tell him the Lisa Tickled Pink thing.
You guys really haven't heard about this?
No.
It has a New Zealand...
link
part
hook.
Yeah,
hook has hook. A New Zealand hook to it,
as most things do.
speculum.
Well, Daniel, since you're such the professional, I'll let you.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so everyone is familiar with it. Conan O'Brien is on Twitter, and he followed one random person, and that person got, I don't know, 17 or 15 or 16,000 people following her, yada, yada, yada. So anyway.
And her fiancé is cute.
Yes, right. He is. I saw him on the news. Hmm.
Anyway, so on one of the highest circulated tech podcast, which is This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte, he was talking to Kevin Rose, and they just kind of off the cuff were like, oh, we should just pick somebody and have people follow him. And so let's just figure out some random thing. And so Kevin Rose proceeded to type in the phrase, I hate technology, and found a woman from New Zealand, Lisa Tickled Pink, who had two followers, and so they decided to choose her. So what they did was they asked everyone to follow Lisa Tickled Pink on Twitter, and they're actually giving Lisa an iPad, and then after another week or so, they are going to randomly choose a name from the people who are following her and give away another iPad. So by following Lisa Tickled Pink on Twitter, you can be in a drawing for an iPad.
And how many followers does she have?
It's just shy of 20,000 right now.
No, it just went over. I just refreshed. 20,007.
Right.
I was talking about this at work with a coworker, and he said that she should be smart about it and sell her list somehow to an advertiser and make some more money off of it. And I thought, I guess that's a good idea, but I would never have thought about that. I would probably just have canceled the account and, you know,
she
started
almost did.
Because I would have thought that this is a bunch of spammers following me all of a sudden.
She almost did. She had never used Twitter before. She had joined Twitter like 2 days before as part of some class that she's taking in school. And literally had two followers. And then overnight it shot, you know, just during the hour that they were recording This Week in Tech, because it's live streamed, you know, just during the hour that they were recording it, it had already dropped up to 8,000. And she had her notifications turned on, which meant she got 8,000 emails.
Oh, my God.
An hour. So she freaked out and locked her account down, right? She, like, I guess Leo got a hold of her and explained to her what was going on and everything, and so then she opened her account back up. And she really is, you know, and I don't think that would work, Wes. I don't think, like, selling the list of
followers.
Yeah,
I don't think I would either.
I mean, these are public Twitter accounts. I mean, I could sell my list of it. What does it matter? I'm not going to follow someone who I know is doing spam, right? I mean, I unfollow people all the time once they become too spammy. I mean, there's no real...
Right. He said that they would probably get a short blast of, you know, advertisements out before people would cancel. But in the meantime, yeah. I mean, he said she probably wouldn't get, like, $1 million. She might get a couple thousand.
Well, that girl who did the Conan O'Brien, she got...
But that was from... That was not part of what she... I mean, she didn't wheel and deal a free iPad. They gave it to her.
You're right, and she's getting her wedding paid for by a local somebody or whatever, I don't know who.
Radio station, I think it was.
Yeah, radio station.
Well, anybody that can make news off of it, right? I mean, hasn't that what our society basically has become, right? Let's figure out somebody who's popular, and then we'll just glom onto them so that they'll do a news story about us. Because we don't watch commercials anymore. We fast-forward through them all. So they're just trying to figure out different ways to get a hold of us. I'm going off on a tangent here. I forget what study it was, but it's like people under the age of 30, you know, are the hardest group to market to, because we just don't. I don't know why I said we, because I'm not under 30, but I include myself in that group only because I do the same things they do, which is I don't. You know, if I'm watching television, it's DVR'd. I'm fast forwarding through stuff.
They're getting a lot more savvy about ignoring it.
But let me ask you this,
go ahead.
If one of your Twitter people were to post a link to something, are you interested enough to click on it and see what it is?
It depends on what the link is, and that is actually a lot of what I'm dealing with in writing this Twitter client. You know, it depends. I mean, like, if it's clearly a hey, look at me, and it's from somebody that I regularly follow and normally post photos and everything, yeah, I usually click on it. I go and look at the photo.
You hate that when people post the links?
I hate Gowalla. I like to see a picture link that has to do with that person, but if it's just if you click on that and you see a map of where they are, I don't care where they are.
If I see Gowalla in it, I'm not going to click on that, no.
No, actually, I have those filtered out right now in my little alpha client here.
But let me tell you something that happened to me on Twitter about 2 hours ago.
Okay.
you know, I have the wine blog and I have a wine Twitter account. Well, we're supposed to be going to a...
Is that the one, by the way? Can we get you some more followers? Is that Drunk Ass Archer?
How did you know that's it?
Okay.
So anyway, I'm a member of this wine club, of this winery that's out, you know, a couple counties away from me. And on Sunday, they're having a pick-up-your-wine party, and you had to RSVP. Well, I'm already following the winery on Twitter. And she, the woman who does it, she's the wife's daughter or something. I don't know who she is exactly. But she tweeted to me and said, will we see you on Sunday at the, you know, the Twitter party or whatever? And I wrote her back saying, unfortunately, no. When I called, the it was all booked up. I couldn't get in. And then she tweets me back saying, oh, don't worry. Come anyway. I'll get you in. So it's like if you know people, and they'll give you stuff.
Welcome to America.
But, you know, I mean, that social networking, because people are so hard, I mean, that is, like, I'll give you an example. The other night, I was watching one of the channels before we're heading out to the Oscar party, and the channel was just screwing up, because our digital tier here is just hit or miss as to whether it's going to be, you know, viewable or not because of Time Warner. And so I couldn't watch it because it kept locking up and, you know, pixelating out and whatnot. And so I tweeted out, you know, have I mentioned recently that Time Warner cable in Columbia, South Carolina sucks ass? And I tweeted that out. It's just, I was just frustrated. Within a minute, I had a reply from Time Warner customer help or whatever on Twitter. Like, what seems to be the problem?
I directly messaged one of the local grocery stores out here and never got a reply from them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, more public companies like that, ones that, you know, that, granted, I don't have, you know, thousands of followers, but I mean, I'm tarnishing their image to a bunch of people, and so they want me to be happy or whatever. I mean, but the one is
they
that
fix your problem?
Yeah, actually. Well, I mean, they're in the process of fixing it. Basically, it has to do with the TiVo and the cable card and whatnot. And I replied back to him, look, can you just send me an email address because this is too much to tweet. And
well, so then what you did actually was bring attention to the problem.
Right. But I'm just saying that had I called, because that was my problem. We've had technicians out here before. And as soon as they get out here, they're, I don't know nothing about TiVo.
Yeah.
Whatever this cable. So when I emailed him, I was like, look, I've had people out here. You know, I have a TiVo and a cable card, and I have your set-top box that you were sued into providing. you know, and this is not working. You know, I pay for the HD channels. I pay for HD Showtime and HBO, and it's a hit or miss as to whether things are working. And la-da-da-da. So if you're sending someone out here to check my signal or whatever, make sure that they know what this TiVo is. And, you know, if I get one more technician out here that I don't know what that is, I'm going to rip the cable out of the wall. And, you know, so the technician has not come out yet, but he did call to make the appointment, and he's not the normal technician guy. He's actually one of the supervisors, but he's like, I have the cable card and the TiVo running at my house, and I have the issue, so I'm familiar with this. And so.
Well, the thing that irks this about me, and this goes back to that, oh God, I'm so bad with names, but the movie guy who was stuck on the Southwest airplane, and the only response he got was by tweeting. Yes. So, you know, as a business, these businesses should have an avenue set up to take customer, you know, complaints like this, but it seems like the only thing that people are responding to these days is a damn Twitter message from a jerry-rigged website. When they could be responding to, you know, their own email or set up a form on their website for people to write in. Why do they have to go to great lengths to tweet?
Because the Twitter is public. Yeah.
They'll just ignore, you know, other forms of communication, but only because they're being shamed publicly, they'll respond.
Probably.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be shamed publicly if they had just responded in a normal way.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Here's the problem, Wes, and this is like Pandora's box here, but what you have is you have customer support people who are not paid very well, and you are constantly being leaned on to not pay them more and to you know, increase productivity by not paying them anymore and whatnot. But and the thing that happens with email and with web forms and stuff like that is because so many people can access them, you end up just getting lots of crap, stuff that they have to follow up on. I don't understand what you're asking, la da da. And the reason that they've been favoring Twitter recently is because they can push through a whole lot of complaints in a very short period of time because it's you know, the people can't ramble. They have 140 characters. And it's like they can't keep rambling on. It's like, my system is broken. Okay, well then, you know, then we should probably send someone out there. Great.
Well, then they could do that to their own website and set up a 140 character.
But not really, but the problem with that is that, you know, the same kind of tools to search through those things and to look for keywords and to, you know, I tweeted that out. It's not like Time Warner was following me, right? They went through the public timeline of Twitter looking for the words Time Warner Cable or looking for Time Warner or looking for, you know, Warner Cable, whatever. I mean, they've got a list of keywords that they look for and those get routed to different people. Those kind of tools exist in a public stream like Twitter. Those kind of tools don't exist in email. Email was designed in 1960. It is a pain in the ass
Here's my argument. Good customer service has been around longer than Twitter has.
Or the internet.
Yes.
But then yeah, it has, but you know, welcome to fascist America. I mean, we are constantly squeezing these people to make more money and to cut costs, and it's like, why they're going to outsource it. Who knows if that Twitter person was even in, I mean, it was probably outsourced somewhere in India. I mean, the point is that it sucks, fortunately, the reason you're getting better service on Twitter is because there's better tools for Twitter than there are email, and that's really the technical reason.
And I would say it's public. That. I would say also because it's a public forum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that there is, okay, there so is then, absolutely. There is a part
and
of that.
Who do you complain to about Twitter?
At Twitter?
Yeah, others.
So what happens Twitter when the...
Because today it's a whale sucking fail. Ass.
What happens when you get the whale fail and your customer service grinds to a halt?
Well, they don't think about such things.
but at the same time, on Twitter...
Right, and that leads more credence to the public thing, right? I mean, if the fail whale happens and they're not, their customer service goes down the tubes, they don't care. People aren't seeing bad things about them.
Well, plus, I also think, and so many times you're dealing with such large companies that they don't really care. Have you ever gotten stuck in the when you call a number and press this and press that and press and you never get anywhere ever? And their goal is to frustrate you to the point that you give up. They don't care.
Right.
They shouldn't care about Twitter either then.
Well, they do. I mean, why have they always cared about people that have radio shows or people that have television shows or whatever? I mean, it's like, that's why your local insert news channel here on your side, whatever that may be, channel on your side, tonight at 11. That's why they're able to get things resolved, because when you call them and you say, hi, I'm from Channel 10 and we're going to do a piece about you tonight, then suddenly they're willing to talk to you. It's like... what Lurie Dean just said in the chat room, which, by the way, Lurie Dean said something up there in the chat room that I shouldn't point out, which is that Time Warner didn't want to help me out. They just wanted me to shut the fuck up, which is why they answered me, which is probably true. But the point is that I already forgot my point. Oh, what Lurie Dean was saying, which is a nasty tweet or a nasty blog entry or something that's said on a radio show, it can become viral. It can become much more expensive to deal with after the fact than to make that. And it is a classic.
Well, and that's why they're afraid of it, because it's going to cost them a ton of money in the long run.
Well, people will just automatically tweet stuff instead of actually going to a normal channel, and then it'll become out of control. They won't be able to stop it then.
It only works to tweet anyways if a few people do it. If the numbers get too great, it'll just become
absolutely
as well. I mean, and it probably won't take long to reach that point.
Right. No, it's the reason. I mean, as popular as we all like to think Twitter is, you know, Twitter has what, 11 million users compared to Facebook's 360 million. I mean, you know, Twitter is the baby on the block. I mean, there's not a lot of people on Twitter. I mean,
but the difference is, Facebook is not. Everyone cannot see it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's closed.
Just your friend.
And it's too much clutter to find it on Facebook.
Time Warner Cable has just discovered fishies. Would you like to have some?
Time Warner Cable would like to give you a plant. Would you like to accept it?
Time Warner Cable would like you to join their mafia.
Time Warner Cable is playing Farmville.
instead of fixing your cable.
Exactly.
Time Warner Cable has discovered a new creature in Flippity-Doo. Would you like to join it?
That is what Twitter has become. I mean, that is what Facebook has become. That's why I never use Facebook.
Well, let's all start taking our stuff to the Twitter and shame all the politicians and everyone else we don't like.
Well, politicians are shameless. I mean, Rich Romano goes on television every night and points out the hypocrisy. And, like, what was it? Orrin Hatch, tweeted about it the next day.
They have, like, 3,000 posts on Ken Cuccinelli's Facebook page and didn't change anything.
No. It's just, but it did get Betty White to be host of Saturday Night Live.
Yay, mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that.
Somebody
is she going to be able to stay up that late? Can she stay up that late?
I mean, she'll take a nap.
Betty White has just become the host of Saturday Night Live. Would you like to join her?
Sorry, I forgot
Donna
to turn
Sugar
off
is mad that I'm insulting Farmville.
I've never played Farmville.
No, whenever I get those requests, I always just automatically ignore them.
Can you set up your account to just block it without ever even coming
actually,
in?
Well, here, I will
but
tell
they
you
have
this.
To get, you have to get the first thing, yes. And then you can the say first block one, this application.
Yeah. When you get the first one, when you get the first one that comes in to the right of it on your page there, that'll be a hide button. If you click on the hide, it'll ask if you want to hide that user or just hide that application and choose the application.
Oh, and then the power. The absolute
but unfortunately, but unfortunately, there's like 960 new Facebook apps every day.
Yeah.
So it's constant. It's like weeding your garden.
Yeah. Let's all go over to Twitter and complain about this about Facebook.
You know why Twitter crashed today, right?
No.
I didn't know it.
But they added in the new geotagging system today, and it is so badly designed, if I may say so.
And you may.
Because I've been doing stuff, right? I mean, I've it's no secret. I've been working on a Twitter client, and so I've been looking at a lot of stuff, like where things
Daniel's
are coming
not
from.
Keep on doing what he's doing. He's changing it
That's
up.
That's right. Mm. But the point is that most people, not most, but more than half, so a majority of folks use the web interface on Twitter. Whether they use it consistently or not doesn't matter, but most of the tweets that come in, if you were to take a sampling of them, are coming like 62-63% are coming in through the web interface. Well, if you go and look at the web interface now, every single time you load that web interface, it's now pinging the server to try to figure out your location. Instead of it being saved somewhere and then just pulling your previous location. It's like, so now the Twitter servers are getting slammed with everybody going to the web page, and it's constantly now looking for your location. It's just you hit a simple refresh on the page, and it tries to identify your location again, as if your computer has moved.
Because
where is it showing this location thing?
Go to twitter.com.
Yeah,
I'm there
now.
This
is not going to happen. Right, so twitter.com.
Oh,
see,
you right hold up, the mouse up. Over the name.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, if you go to twitter.com, you'll see that right underneath that box where you type in what's happening, it will have a location for you.
It doesn't.
And oh, it says I can turn it off if I want.
Yes, you can turn it off, but
I'm
they just put that feature out today.
It says, add a location to your tweets. Turn it on? No thanks.
Where the hell are you seeing that? I don't see that. Twitter. Mine just says the latest tweet I just gave.
You might have clicked it already then.
You are at twitter.com and you're on some kind of browser that supports Ajax, correct?
Yes. Safari.
Okay. Well, it should be there.
Ajax?
I mean, this is a brand new feature that... Yeah, brand new feature. And it may be like their trending topics thing. Maybe they're just rolling it out to accounts, you know, piecemeal. So maybe you don't have it yet.
It's turned off by default, apparently.
It will come up and bug you the first time when it's there. It'll ask if you want to turn it off.
I checked my settings, and the checkbox is not checked.
Yeah, so go to your
check
settings.
My settings. What's it going to be under?
Thank you.
Oh, there it is. Add a location to your tweets. Yeah, I think I'll leave it unchecked.
Actually, I don't think it matters on blocked accounts, Arthur. That's probably why yours is turned off by default. Mm. If you're protecting your account, you're probably not going to want to broadcast your location.
That is exactly correct. And I actually should check my other one.
We might find out it's really not in New Zealand.
No, you're right. It just came up. It's a beef found on Twitter.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and this all has to do with monetizing Twitter, right? I mean, Twitter is in a conundrum now where they have 11 million people, but they don't make any money. So they have to figure out a way to make money. And what they're trying to work towards is a geotagged advertising model so that every 200 tweets or once every hour in your tweet stream, you know, it will be an ad, like a Google ad. But it will be based on your location and, you know, like Google ads, it'll be based on your interests. So
that's interesting.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not my... I was just checking on my other Twitter thing, and it doesn't... I thought it was telling me what my location was, but then I realized it's the location that I have in my profile.
Right.
That's okay. I don't mind that.
Yeah. No, it's... Go ahead.
I turned it on, and it's still not showing anywhere.
Okay. Well, then you don't have Ajax enabled on that website or something. I don't know, Archer. I didn't write Twitter,
well,
Archer.
I'm not asking for
God, Archer, stop being a pest.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to treat you as if you're an IT person. I'm just saying that I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Larry Dean asked a good question, one that I have thought myself. What if your interest include a Twitter stream without ads? And I don't know the answer to that.
Then they're going to monetize it. You can pay for that.
But you know what? Here's my problem with that, Arthur. Archer. God damn it.
Do you not know who we are?
Apparently not.
I don't. All right, here's my problem with that. All right. Having, you know, if you look at the Twitter API, everything is RSS. So what happens is I make a call to, you know, after I've authenticated myself, right, I make a call, and it's just an RSS feed. So every message is just included in an RSS feed, and I parse out those messages. Right. I don't see how those ads are not just going to be included in that RSS feed. I don't see how these Twitter clients on the desktop are just going to plain just ignore them. And, I just don't get that. Why would I put an ad in there if people wanted the ability to turn it off, and that means that I sell one more Twitter client for doing something so trivial as just to ignore the ads? I mean, why wouldn't I do that? So I don't know that I see how they're going to do this, how they're going to do this monetization because of their structure, because of the way they do their tweets.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, the Twitter client that I use shows ads all the time, but I just ignore them.
But those ads are from the manufacturer themselves. In other words, the person that wrote that Twitter ad is putting ads in their stream, and they're making.
But I'm saying is that, but that's not RSS driven. Then you're saying.
Well, no, that's being added by the client itself. The client itself is inserting those from a different source. And, you know, and so that in that case, the person that wrote Tweety is making the money off of those. And meanwhile, Twitter's not making the money. So I don't see how they're going to, you know.
Well, how are they making money now?
They're not. Venture capital.
Oh.
They're total VC driven right now. They've made no money. They've, you know. And I don't see how, you know. And that's, you know, this is like the problem back with the old web, right? Web 1.0, when we had the big bubble and the burst. You know, the whole concept of, oh, we can just get people there, we'll figure out how to make money later.
Well, it's my understanding also that they're going to make their own client, which is what they're missing.
They are going to make their own client primarily for the mobile market. And the reason for that is that when you search for Twitter on, you know, on the App Store, you come up with a bunch of weird stuff, and some of them work and some of them don't. And I mean, we all kind of know which ones do work, but they don't necessarily show up at the top of a Twitter search under the app store. So they just wanted to have their own branded Twitter app. It's not going to be high end. At least that's what they're saying. They're assuring people that, you know, it's not going to be high end. It's certainly, I mean, the app that I'm working on does both, you know, Twitter and Buzz and Wave and other stuff. So, I mean, they're certainly not going to do that.
Ooh,
so.
I'd be interested in that.
Really?
One that puts them all together, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. I'll sell you one.
No, you'd have to give it to me free because I'll beta test it for you.
And if you're really good at it, you'll be a master beta.
And if you're so crazy, funny. And if you're a crazy senator, you can be massa beta. Anyway. Excuse me.
Well, on that note, after all that meta, why don't we
Archer
just...
needs to go to bed.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I need to check the box and go to bed.
Check your box. Speaking of masturbata.
I want to check Wes's box.
This is what happened in the internal chat here, Archer. My bedtime. Will we be ending soon, Arthur? Yes.
Now, why are you doing that?
Can you make Daniel shut the fuck up?
That's not what I'm saying.
Only if he tweets. Okay.
Never mind. Well, why don't we start at the top of my list and give you all a chance to plug anything that you'd like or mention whatever you want or whatever, and we'll start with Wes.
You can find my personal podcast when I put one out. Don't say it, Daniel. At liveitupthepodcast.com, and hopefully maybe this weekend I'll be able to put out a new episode.
Woohoo!
It should be a music-based episode.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And Larkin?
I'm going to promote the Gay Trucker. He's going to be doing live shows on Pride 48 on Saturdays at, 7?
7 p.m.
Eastern Nattering Time.
Does that start this Saturday?
It started last Saturday.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
And Larkin,
he's not putting that one out, though.
And Larkin was a guest. Well, that's too bad, because that would have gotten on Big Fatty's start for sure.
Yes. You had to be there.
Yes.
Although, I do have a copy of it.
The pooping story was classic.
I hope he does put this 10-1. I won't be able to listen to it live.
I just happened to be around, because I've forgotten what time it was that it was on, but it wasn't... It's not a time I would normally be sitting and listening to a live show. But he's going to be releasing the others recorded, isn't he? Like,
yes, he is.
Yeah.
Just the first one. I don't know. I suppose, I understand from his point of view why he didn't put it out.
Because story was just too intense.
Yes.
It was.
Well, now I really want to hear it.
Well, yeah,
move the show forward.
And next, Daniel.
Hello, I am Daniel Beaver, / Brewer, / whatever, and I swear and affirm that everything I've said tonight is true. Check mark.
All of which is going to be lost on listeners who didn't hear it live, because I'm not going to include the World of Warcraft blather at the beginning.
Doesn't matter. Hey, the Walkahol podcast will be recording its first episode this coming weekend, so it means it should be posted probably within a week after that. So Walkahol.com.
It's supposed to be out by now.
I'm sorry, I heard some buzzing.
Don't get him started.
And last but certainly not least is Archer from Archer.com.
Yes, and of course, go to Archer.com. And I need somebody to call my Google Voice line, because I don't have any messages. But I do want to promote my live show next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's all.
Okay.
Are you going to?
Going to what?
Yes, please join my group show next Thursday night.
Where?
At Pride48.com.
You don't have a Google Voice number. Your website has your K7 number.
He doesn't listen.
Because I talked about this yesterday.
I didn't write down the number. I'm just saying I went to your website to try to get the right number, and it's not there.
Busted, Daniel. You didn't listen.
It's 260 instead of 206.
Oh!
Right. Okay. Right, it's 260-232-2072.
Apparently Daniel's also dyslexic.
I am. That's a well-known fact.
Busted.
Does 232-2072 spell anything? No.
No, it doesn't. It's just the Google number they gave me.
Well, you know, you could type in Archer, and it would have tried to find the numbers Archer to see if it would you could get a number that had that on it. It's too late now. You've already rolled those die.
It's ringing my phone.
Remember, everyone, call Archer's voicemail.
Holy crap! Hang that up. Hey, Daniel, hang that up, because you're going to get my. Hang that up.
3 a.m. in the morning, you want to call Archer's voicemail.
I thought I had it set up to go directly to the voicemail.
I'd like to know how Donna Sugars knows your World of Warcraft name.
Because Donna Sugars is in the guild. She checked the box that Square confirmed everything she said was true.
I refuse. I'm not playing to your dimpled chads and checkbox mark.
Well, be that as it may, everyone come back next week for the Archer Radio Group, Archer.com group show. See, I'll try to get it right. And until then, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us, everyone in the chat room. So, and what should we do? Let's do Archer's sign-off since he's taking over again next week. Mm-hmm. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at airmanspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.